We're back on Second Report of the Hour with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. Let's continue our little bait and knock ice fishing report. Thanks for more of your time, Chris.
Glad to help.
So I've been getting good catch reports, especially now that the ice is fishable south of Gladstone, although it is only foot traffic and it's glare, so you better have creepers. But I've been getting really, really good reports on perch, on walleye, obviously on pike. They're everywhere. What do you think the hottest one of those three is?
I'd have to say right now the walleye bite has probably been the best out of the three. Of course, you run into the perch, nice big perch and pike. They all eat the same stuff. They all live in the same water. But you don't know for sure what you're going to run into. But the walleye numbers so far this year have been really fantastic. Nice eating size fish and a few big ones thrown in. And they're catching them jigging. They're getting them on tip-ups. It's a little bit of everything's working.
Yeah, I actually heard that you can get a mix of perch and walleye on wigglers.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You get out in the deep mud flats north of Gladstone out in that 25 to 35 foot of water just right in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, you'll catch perch and walleyes all mixed together.
So you mentioned the mud flats. Any other spots, any other reefs that you're hearing better reports from?
Boy, they're really spread out all over the place. South of Gladstone. Once you get out off that first drop-off out in that 33.5-foot water, they've been doing pretty well out there. North of Gladstone, as you mentioned, the deep mud flats have been good. Of course, you get up around the reefs up in the far north end of the bay, you'll catch fish up there too. It's been pretty well spread out throughout the bay.
Are they getting as far south as outside of Escanaba Harbor at all, or the Esky River?
No, that ice is all unsafe at this point yet.
Okay.
Usually you don't get out onto that ice until at least the end of January would be the absolute soonest.
What about right off the terrace there?
Again, it's not safe ice quite that far south. It's basically just the first quarter mile or so they're getting out south of Gladstone right now.
Excellent. Last question. Any colors that seem to be working better right now for any of the jigging spoons, jigs, that kind of thing?
Generally, anything that glows in the dark. The number two, number three shiver minnows, all the gold colors have been working great on those. The jigging Rapalas, number sevens, number nines. Again, we're just about wiped out on most of our number seven jigging Rapalas right now. We just got topped off with our shiver minnows. We've been going through tons of jig bait. So, yeah, anything that glows, though, is a good starting point.
Chris from Baby Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, good to have you back on the show this week and look forward to catching up with you after the weekend.
All righty. I'll try to help out.
This is The Outdoor Show.